Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Zayin Baba Basra 107. And today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, we learn the last Mishnah in chapter Beis Kor, which is talking about the disputes that arise when somebody sells a field to somebody else. And today's Mishnah tells us that Omer L'chaver was somebody who says to their friend, Chatzi Sadeh Ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you half of the field. Mishamnin beinehin, the words mishamnin beinehin, which will be the dispute within our Gemara, literally mean both have a portion in the shuman of the field, which assumes the Gemara most likely means the fat of the field. So they both have a portion in the best parts, the best lands of the field. Venotel chatzisodeh, and each one therefore takes half of the field. But if somebody says, I'm selling you half of the southern part of the field, mishamnin beinehen, then we are mishamnin between them. Venotel chatzia bedarom, then he takes half of the southern part of the field. So like I said, if somebody says, I'm selling to you half the field, mishamnin beinehen, and we assume when we read the Mishnah, that means each one gets half of the good portion of the field. In every field, there's good land and there's lesser value land. Comes along the Gemara, records a conversation between Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Lokeach notel kachosh shebo, that the lokeach takes the lesser value of the field, meaning to say, if you say, I'm selling you half the field is worth $100, then each person, the purchaser and the seller, each one gets field that's equivalent of $50. But some people want the land that's better value, that is a stronger land that produces better crops. So you're going to take less of the land, but have land that's produces more crops. So the purchaser is going to get the weaker land, the lesser land. And that is how Rabbi Yochanan rules. So comes along Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and he says to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? Va'anan mishamnim b'nein tanan. But our Mishnah says mishamnim b'nein, meaning to say they split the good land and they split the bad land. So it's not that the purchaser gets the bad land, that they both have to split it. Each one gets a portion of the good land and each one gets a portion of the bad land. Isn't that what our Mishnah says? Rabbi Yochanan responds to him with a very sharp, what seems at first glance to be an insult. And he says, Ada'achlet, and while you're eating kafnayasa, while you're eating dates, and this is how most people understand it, when you're eating the dates, but Bavel, while you were sitting around eating dates in Babylon, Targimna Misefa, we in Eretz Yisrael, we in the land of Israel, were explaining the concluding clause of the Mishnah to understand the Mishnah differently. Meaning to say, and this is how most people read this Mishnah, while you were sitting around eating dates and relaxing, we were understanding the Mishnah. And how do you understand the Mishnah? From the second part of the Mishnah. Because what does the second part of the Mishnah say? The second part of the Mishnah says that if I'm going to sell you half of the field in the south, then mishamnim beinein. Now, very clearly, that can't mean that the person gets all of the good value of the land and they split it, because there we're talking about the southern part. So the word shuman doesn't mean in this context the fattiest part of the land or the best part of the land, but it means the value of the land. And so you get the southern part and I get the northern part. So too in the first clause of the Mishnah, the words mishamnin, say Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't mean that you get one part, the best part of the land, and I get the best part of the land, but rather it means that we divide the value of the land. And so since we're coming along and to say that we're dividing the value of the land, then we have a concept that somebody wants to take money from somebody else, the burden of them is upon the person who wants to take out the money, and so therefore the seller has the upper hand because he already has the money in his hand at that point, and so therefore it's the purchaser's job to prove that the seller has to give him the better parts of the land. And so the word mishamnin doesn't mean in this context, teaches Rabbi Yochanan, that you are entitled to the better part of the land, but rather it means you're entitled to half of the value of the land. But going back to that phrase, that very sharp phrase that Rabbi Yochanan says, which is ad achalt kafnayasa bebavo, while you're sitting around eating dates in bavo, I was understanding the Mishnah. This is a little bit difficult because Rabbi Yochanan was a great Torah scholar, but so is Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So how can he respond in this fashion to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's such a great sin to disparage a Torah scholar, and whoever disparages a Torah scholar, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Gimel Siv Vav has no portion in the world to come. And indeed, the Maribruna writes that somebody who hears somebody talking disparagingly about great Torah scholars, you are obligated to rebuke such a person and say, this is not the way we talk about Torah scholars. So how come Rabbi Yochanan spoke about it in this fashion? And indeed, the Chavas Yoyer was very disturbed by this, and he was disturbed by all the places in the Talmud where we see that the Amoraim respond in a critical fashion to other Amoraim. And so the Chavos Yair took upon himself to reread each of those passages and to explain how they're really actually not insults, but they are just clever responses which are not intended to insult the person, but rather are intended to inspire them to provide better answers. And so in this context, he says, what does it mean while you were sitting eating dates in Babylon? No, it doesn't mean, that's not what it means. That's an insult. But rather, he was saying that the Kafnayasa B'Bavo refers to the dates that were growing in Babylon, which are not yet ripe. And so what it means is you were eating an unripe grape in Babylon, meaning you decided on the basis of the first half of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not ripe yet. You have to read the second half of the Mishnah, and the second half of the Mishnah is what will explain the first half. Just like if you eat a date too soon, you've eaten an unripe date. That's all it means. It wasn't an insult, but it was saying just wait to read the second half of the Mishnah. And so in this context, the Chavos Yoyer has said the Torah scholars are not insulting each other, but they're responding via a riddle.